Hi boys and girls, welcome back to Two Ninjas and a Book. Now, we're going to continue on with our unicorn stories as requested by Matilda for last week. So we have one more story to read today and it is called 10 Minutes to Bed, Baby Unicorn. So don't forget everyone to reach out to the Two Ninjas in the show notes below or at the Two Ninjas channel at gmail.com and we can read any story that you like. So let's begin. In a forest that only a few people know, where sugar sand sparkles and moon flowers grow, everything glittered with happiness only. Twinkle the unicorn felt a bit lonely. She longed for a brother or sister to race, someone to gallop with, someone to chase. 10 minutes to bed, Twinkle thought with a sigh, as two baby dragons flew low in the sky. Determined, she trotted as fast as she could, and she followed a stream to the edge of the wood. 9 minutes, she flicked her small tail with a swish, then closed her eyes tightly and started to wish. Above the young unicorn, something grew bright, a magical rainbow that arched through the night. 8 minutes to bed. Twinkle opened her eyes and almost fell backwards in shock and surprise. The end of the rainbow was close to her feet, and there, zooming down it, so fluffy and sweet, was a unicorn baby, his eyes open wide. 7 minutes, he plopped off the end of the slide. A note fluttered down with a whoosh and a whiz. Twinkle read it and looked at her new brother Fizz. 6 minutes to bed. Fizz was tickling her toes. Gently she sniffed him and nudged with her nose. Slowly but surely he stood by her side. Come on, Twinkle told him. There's no need to hide. 5 minutes, the rainbow grew pale in the sky, but as it got fainter, Fizz started to cry. Don't worry, said Twinkle and gave him a smile. Then she pulled silly faces and jumped for a while. 4 minutes to bed. There was still time to play and plenty to make Fizz's tears go away. The littlest unicorn leapt over logs. He swam in the stream and he loved chasing frogs. 3 minutes to bed. It was not what she'd planned. Her brother was covered in pink sugar sand. Just then from the trees came a fluttering sound and hundreds of lights shone like stars all around. 2 minutes to bed. Fizz gurgled with joy as the fairies all danced around the new baby boy. The forest was dappled with moonlight and shade as the unicorns entered the mossy green glade. 1 minute, they ran with their legs in a muddle straight towards Dad for a big family cuddle. Twinkle looked at her brother so little and loud, and though she was tired, she was also felt proud. I'm glad that you're here, Fizz. I love you, she said, and soon they were sleeping curled up in their bed. Well, boys and girls, that was a cool book. So if you'd like us to read any more of these 10 minute to bed books, let us know. And don't forget, reach out. Thanks, boys and girls. Talk soon. Bye.